All right, fantastic. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today, what is today? August 15th. Oh my gosh, it's Tuesday. Stocks are lower. Retail sales data came out this morning. But we also have Fitch warning of banking downgrades. Home Depot beats earnings expectations. And we have some news out of China. So there's a lot going on. And we found quite a few trades that we took this morning that we are going to share with you today. And we'll talk about how are the markets reacting today. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This here is my head coach, Mark Hodge, who helped out over the last 2 months while I was traveling. Thanks again, Mark. It was awesome.
Of course. It was fun.
Yeah. Anyhow, so we're real traders who trade live accounts, and therefore we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff. We're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Now, before we dive in, show you what's happening today and the trades that we took, I have just one more request to you guys. No more comments about my hair. It has been 3 months since I cut it. Not on purpose. I'm going to see my hairdresser tomorrow. So hang in there. It'll be fine. It'll get shorter again. Not short, but shorter. Okay. Now, with that said, let's take a look at the market. So this morning, all three major indices are moving lower. The Dow down 0.9%. The S&P down 0.8%. The NASDAQ down 0.8%. But we're still bouncing off the 50-day moving average.
Sure, Marcus. All things considered, this pullback again, I feel is healthy. It's to be expected. It's not this panic selling. It's just a low, slow grind back towards could be a buying zone or an opportunity to be a buyer. But there was some negative news this morning overnight and then heading into the U.S. Open that just kind of caught traders by surprise, I think.
Yeah, and this was really so interesting because we talked about it yesterday. Not too much going on the economic calendar this week. The big one was retail sales this morning. And then tomorrow we have the FOMC meeting minutes. And retail sales came in better than expected. I mean, up 1% versus expected 0.4%. Showing that the U.S. economy is still strong and resilient and that we might avoid a recession. So that was kind of good news, but it was shadowed by some other bad news.
Exactly. So in overnight trading, things started to tick lower after some disappointing numbers in China. And just there's a headline, Asian markets mixed as Japan GDP beats expectations, China July data disappoints. So in China, their retail sales grew less than expected from the previous year. There are some growth concerns in China, and China actually lowered its interest rate by 15 basis points. And that didn't really soothe investor concerns.
Yeah, because, I mean, we talked about it this morning with our mastermind. I mean, China is just a huge consumer for products worldwide, whether it's energy products, physical products, whatever it might be. So, I mean, this is when China sneezes, the world feels it. So if the economy is slowing down, and again, as worldwide, we are still thinking about possibly raising interest rates or keeping interest rates the same. China, one of the first companies to lower interest rates because they see their economy slowing down.
Sure. So that kind of kicked off this selling. And if we look at a 5-minute chart of the E-mini S&P markets, you see that futures started to take a little hit going into the European session. And that's where the slide started. But then we also heard more about some bank worries that are creeping up.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, we heard from Moody's that they downgraded 4 banks, put 10 banks on warnings. And now another rating agency, this time it is Fitch, warning this morning that it may be forced to downgrade a dozen of banks, including JP Morgan Chase. We had to throw this in for good measure, right?
Sure. So you have a potential downgrade of the biggest U.S. bank. And in June, they did cut its rating on the banking industry, but this potential downgrade would force them to reconsider ratings on more than 70 banks. So last week you had some small banks getting downgraded, and now just brought to light potential more bank issues and concerns.
Yeah, and this where today, if you look at JP Morgan, for example, right now trading 2.5% lower, which for JP Morgan is quite a move. Sure. Citigroup here down 1.4%. Wells Fargo, if you just look at a few of the big ones, down 1.89%. What else do we have? BAC, Bank of America, down 2.5%. And I mean, that's weighing overall on the indices.
It is. So you have the retail sales numbers that actually were very strong and a positive. And there was a bit of a pop going into the U.S. Open. But then I think that just potential profit taking and maybe some bank issues or bank worries sent the markets lower.
Yeah, because if you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P, I mean, until just a few minutes ago, we were just sliding after the opening. I mean, just opening lower, moving lower, seemed to have found a little bit of a bottom there, same in the NASDAQ, same in the Dow. But I mean, this selling might continue today. And again, it's not overall a bad thing. And keep this in mind, we're still at 0.75%. I mean, when we were all the way down here in the NASDAQ, that's when we scratched a 1%. So this is not a sell-off. And I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I do believe this is a very healthy pullback and some consolidation that we are seeing right now between 4,400 and 4,500.
Sure. I mean, the S&P, what, still up 16% for the year, 15.5? It's been a great year.
Yeah, and I mean, also the NASDAQ, if you think about this, still up 29% for the year. So the Dow lagging here this year, so up 5.7% for the year, but all indices having a pretty good year so far.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. All right. So we want to share a few trades that we found, but before we do this, let's take a look at our existing positions here so that you know what happens with our existing positions in the portfolio. And first of all, there is ALB. That's actually a stock where we sold puts last week at 192.50 for me, 190 for you. We did get a sign. And I mean, this morning at first, it seemed that it was sliding some more, crawling its way back. But I mean, with the overall market moving a bit lower, and we haven't sold any calls just yet.
Correct. Yesterday came close with me at the 190 mark being my break even or cost basis. And, you know, in hindsight, I like that there's support at a lower level around 172.50, 173. I love that fact. But in hindsight, maybe we should have waited a little bit. What do you think, Marcus?
No, I'm fine with it. I'm fine because, I mean, was this a little bit more aggressive trade? Yes, but I was looking at this support and I don't mind being assigned an ALB at all. So this were, sure, in hindsight, we are all the greatest traders. Should we have waited and sold the 175? Well, here's the good news. If you didn't sell with us last week, right now, you can sell at the 175. And this is one great trading opportunity that we have here for you. So that's definitely a solid stock, meet all our criteria. Has a dividend yield, has a super low PE ratio, is showing here nice annual growth. I mean, just 2022 was great. Also quarterly, super stable. I mean, we like the stock. Did we jump into early? I don't think so. I'm still happy with it. But if you like the stock now, I think now is there's an even better possibility to sell the 175.
I like it. I and it's always easy to be an armchair quarterback or hindsight trader.
Yeah, I'm absolutely okay with it. Now, CSIQ, another stock where we sold the 35, that is my cost basis. My break even at 34, 37, right now trading at 32.5. And that's one where we also considered selling calls against our existing position yesterday. And we decided to hold off because earnings are coming up next week.
Yes, and because of earnings coming out next week, there is some great premium in next week's expiration. So that's something that we're keeping an eye on because it's there. You could expect more volatility when you're going through an earnings release. And you know, Tempted. I know we had some traders get 65, 70, 75 cents for next week. We'll see. We'll see if we get a reversal today. Right now, down a little bit, but that premium is still there for next Friday.
Yeah, our plan is here to hopefully being able to double dip by selling calls this week and then rolling them into the next week, because the heightened volatility for next week is not going away. I mean, especially as we are getting closer to earnings, it might even increase. So therefore, that is a great candidate if we are able to sell calls. And at first, it looked pretty good this morning. We were moving higher. But the idea here is to sell calls this week and next week. And therefore, yeah, maybe squeeze out a dollar instead of just 65 cents. And let's see how this goes. But if you can't do it today, I'm inclined tomorrow morning to just sell calls for next week. What do you think?
I'm with you there.
Yeah, so that's the plan here. NEE, NextEra Energy, that's another interesting one. So we got a sign at 69.50. My break even is at 68.91. Right now trading at 67.83. And we also decided to hold off on selling calls just yet. And let's see what is available right now. If you're looking at NEE, and we're looking for this week at the 69.50. Yeah, we're getting 13% annualized. We like to see 30% annualized. So we need it a little bit higher. So we need a minimum of 23 cents in premium. And right now, 10 by 15 cents is available. So we will have to wait another day or two until NEE pops up a little bit more.
Sure.
All right. And then we have PNC. PNC today, with the overall worries in the banking sector being dragged down a little bit. So we're down here 2%, which is pretty much in line with what we have seen with JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. So I'm not overly concerned about it. It was great to see that we were able to jump out of this range. Now we are back into this range, and let's see what happens here over the next few days. So this is where we have quite a while until earnings, but we do have, don't we have another dividend payment coming up? No, not in this one. It was possibly an ALB, I believe.
CS. No, it's, sorry, NEE.
It's NEE.
We could go through all of them.
In any case, I mean, so I'm not concerned about this, but right now, not being able to sell calls against it, but that's okay. I want to talk about a few new trades that we saw today.
Sure.
So one of them that I took, because I was interested in this, Discover Financial. So there were news in Discover Financial. There's a change in leadership. So Roger Hochschild steps down as the CEO and president. And that was shocking news. So as we can see here, initially, we were just dropping like crazy. So we are down 9.84%. And for me, there was a possibility to sell the 90 put expiring on Friday. Right now, the 89 is even available. So that's a trade. If you're interested in this, it is still available. You might be wondering, why am I looking at DFS if we are still in PNC? And this is where, again, our asset correlation helps us. We were actually a little bit surprised by this, that DFS is not highly correlated to PNC. I would have thought both financial services, that they are higher correlated, but again, one being a bank, the other one credit services, and therefore the correlation of only 0.61. So this is why it fit my trading plan.
I like it. I was actually looking for a lower strike originally, and then there was a bit of a bounce. But I mean, this is where you had the reaction. It looks like maybe a little more follow through now, getting near session lows. It does look like the former CEO will stay on as an advisor through the end of the year. And, you know, does it warrant a 10% drop? Maybe, maybe not. But a nice chart and some nice support there.
All right. Hey, so we have two more trades for you, but how about let's trade? We give you these trades, you give us a like. What do you think about this? So hit like, and we're showing you two more trades that we were considering today. And I actually want to start with the trade that you took. You decided not to go with DFS. You took the UPS trade instead.
I did. So UPS was popping up on the scanner, and this one, I I saw the 172.50. That's what we see there. But taking a closer look, the 170 was available. So I decided to go down a strike, go down to the 170. UPS, 3.7 dividend yield, 13 PE ratio. So low PE ratio, low div yield, quarterly and annually, all 5 quarters, all 5 years positive. And we kind of have a support zone from 170 down to 160. So I thought it was a great trade, and I took it and got 37% annualized.
Nice. Very nice. And the other one, I already looked at this at yesterday, and I'm still interested in GM, but right now I'm full. I only like to have up to 5 positions in my account. But that's another one that I believe is very interesting. So the 32.50 here. Right now, the premium that is available is 12 cents. I know that this morning some of our mastermind members tried to get 15 cents. I think this is solid. I've been trading it in the past. And again, it's up to you whether you like GM or not. Ultimately, when you're trading the wheel strategy, you need to ask yourself, do you want to own that stock, and do you want to own it at the strike price? But 1% dividend yield, a low PE ratio, looking at the quarterly statements, we see that all quarters are positive annually as well. So to me, fundamentally, it looks like a good company, very similar to Ford, but here, I like GM. I've traded it in the past, did not take the trade because right now with ALB, CSIQ, NEE, PNC, and today DFS, I'm full, and this is why I decided to skip the trade.
Nice chart though.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a great thing. Right now, as we're seeing that markets are pulling back, this is where we definitely have more opportunities according to the wheel strategy than we had before. We all see that the VIX today was going a little bit bonkers, finally breaking through the 16 level, where yesterday we stopped right at 16, but now pulling back slightly below 16 again. But whenever the VIX pops a little bit, the volatility index and stocks are retracing a little bit, this is when we see great opportunities according to the wheel strategy.
I'm loving the extra premium and volatility. Absolutely. Volatility is a friend.
Yeah, so if you like premium as well and you would like to see more trade, do us a favor, give us a like. Subscribe to this channel because we're live here every day, and this way you get a notification whenever we go live, and keep watching these videos. Recommend us to your friends if you choose to do so, and then we will see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.